On today's show, shh, quiet. New car sales are nursing a hangover from December. Tata comes out with a new upscale brand, and we take you through the new Kia Niro Hybrid. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those who are dedicated enthusiasts of the automotive industry. I guess you could call this the December hangover. New car sales in the U.S. market cooled off in January from their torrid pace in December. Specifically, automakers sold 1.1 million new vehicles, down 1.7% from the year before. The SAR came in at 17.4 million, down from last year's 17.7 rate. This definitely was payback time from December, when automakers had a blowout sales month that caught everyone by surprise. When you pour on the incentives, like they did in December, all you do is pull sales forward and pay the price later. So we decided to make an interesting comparison. We added up the sales for both December and January and compared that to a year ago. Under this comparison, sales were actually up 1.6%. And this suggests that the market is not slowing down. Instead, sales are just getting shifted around a bit because of incentives. Now let's zero in on who did the best and who did the worst last month. Jaguar Land Rover took the top honors, with sales up nearly 30%. Both brands were up, but it was Jaguar that really hauled the freight. Its sales shot up 117%, and that was all thanks to the F-Pace and XE. The rest of the Jaguar line was down. And Volkswagen is finally shaking off its diesel scandal problems. Sales were up 17%. Audi, Mazda, and Subaru were the other brands that had a good month. But now we go to the other end of the spectrum, and Volvo must be on red alert. It posted the biggest drop of all automakers, down 18%. What's really worrying is that sales of the XC90 fell 34%. We don't have a full year of comparison for the brand new S90 since it wasn't out a year ago, but it was down 77% compared to December. These are shocking numbers, folks, since both models are quite new to the market. Toyota and FCA posted similar drops, and here's another warning sign. This is the second month in a row that Jeep sales were down. Kia and General Motors also saw sales sink. We'll have more info in the days to come about what's going on in the market, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yan Feng, experience in motion.
Well, it looks like Tata Motors, the parent company of Jaguar Land Rover, is following in the footsteps of Geely, the parent company of Volvo. Last October, Geely announced it was creating a new brand called Link & Company that will slot in below Volvo and share architectures with the Swedish company. Now Tata is creating a new brand called Tamo that's more upscale than the cars Tata currently produces. It plans to introduce 7 to 8 product variants from 2 modular platforms, the first of which will make its debut at the Geneva Motor Show in March. Tata says that Tamo, quote, will act as an open platform to network with global startups and leading tech companies to get access to trends, innovations, and solutions for the design of exciting future products and services. I take this to mean Tamo will also be involved in some kind of mobility service. You know, it seems like Tesla doesn't want to be known as just a car company anymore. The EV maker just dropped the word Motors from its name. So it's no longer Tesla Motors, it's just Tesla Inc. And this isn't that much of a surprise, since the company dropped the word Motors from its domain name last year. And it sure does make sense. Aside from EVs, Tesla makes battery storage units for homes and businesses, and it just purchased SolarCity, a company that makes solar panels. Last week, we reported that Chinese EV maker Faraday Future is in trouble. A number of high-level executives quit the company. It's running out of cash and has $300 million in unpaid bills. So now it's scaling back its plans for that gigantic factory it wants to build in Las Vegas. Instead of 3 million square feet, it will now only be 650,000 square feet. And we still think they're crazy to build a factory in Las Vegas. And we would not be surprised to hear it getting canceled altogether. Coming up next, a look at Kia's new hybrid crossover, the Niro.
Yin Feng, Automotive Interiors, transforms how people experience vehicle interiors by creating the next living space where look, feel, and function are seamlessly integrated. To open the door to tomorrow's vehicle interiors, visit Yin Feng Automotive Interiors at YFAI.com.
Over the last 5 years, Kia has been sticking its toe in the pond of alternative powertrains with the Optima Hybrid and the Soul EV. But this week, the brand dove in headfirst with its Niro hybrid crossover. What makes the Niro different from the Optima and Soul before it is that it was built from the ground up as a hybrid. There's no compromise in this crossover. In fact, it's got that extra height off the ground as well as the interior space of a CUV. But what it doesn't have is the design baggage that seems to come with its eco-friendly competitors.
These days, hybrid has a stigma to it that it's not going to be fun, it's going to be a boring car, it's not going to have a look to it. So for us, we just wanted to make the technology invisible and intuitive to use. So it's got a normal shifter. We're using for the first time a 6-speed DCT, which is dual clutch transmission, instead of a CVT. For those in the know, that means it feels and acts like a normal transmission, which we wanted to make sure that we put in this new car. The hybrid system, this is a dedicated platform, so we're able to tuck that battery underneath that rear seat. Has a completely flat load floor, and it looks fantastic.
The Niro, which gets an estimated 50 mpg combined, comes in four trim levels, which start at just under $23,000 and top out at around $30,000. And luckily that the Niro is in dealerships now, because Kia is making a big push with its small CUV in the Super Bowl this Sunday, with comedian Melissa McCarthy doing the honors. You can find that ad online, and it sure is hilarious. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this afternoon. We'll have the new Lincoln Continental in this studio, because our special guest is Mike Salentino, the chief engineer of that car. So if you have any questions about the Continental, shoot them to viewermail at autoline.tv or find us on Twitter. And then join John and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider discussion in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.